With you. We thank you for these words which David wrote, and we do ask that you would speak to us through them this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this evening, I do apologise if I say morning, because my notes say morning, because this is a 9 o'clock sermon. It gets worse than this as I'm making my confessions in a minute. We're continuing with our series of sermons looking at different characters from the Bible, but looking partly through it, through the prism of Krishan Dyer's book, God is Stranger. And last Sunday evening, Martin was preaching about Ruth and talking about God's providence and blessing on Ruth through the dark times that she went through. Well, today we're moving on to her great grandson, David. Her grandson is Jesse, and then Jesse's son is David. And David is one of those heroes of the faith. He's a shepherd. We all know the stories about him when he's a boy. A warrior, a poet, and a king. He's somebody who's brave, who fights the Philistines, who knew God's blessing, who was a faithful worshipper. So many of the Psalms were written by him. The author of those amazing Psalms of faith and trust. Great words. God is our refuge and strength in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Psalm 23. The Lord's my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of death, of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And so on. But tonight we're going to be looking at one of his psalms, which comes out of a time of absolute struggle. You know, some of David's struggles were a bit self-inflicted. You need to think about Bathsheba and that story. David gives him to temptation, lies, covers up, and gets himself into even more trouble and really terrible evil as a result. But he cries out to God for forgiveness, and he is forgiven. And if you read Psalm 51, although it begins with this real sense of his repentance for what he's done, by the end, he does have that promise that he's forgiven. But David, in tonight's psalm, is writing about a very different experience from that. And I want to begin by just asking you how your week's been. Maybe you've had a really busy week. Work, stress, anxieties, I don't know. But sometimes you do go through it, don't you?